Hey Izzy, it's nice to talk to you again. I think the last time we spoke was in December when you were performing in your first show for UCSC.
So we're doing, we being Barnstorm Theater Company at UC Santa Cruz, we are doing She Kills Monsters by Queequeg.
Amazing. And can you tell me a little bit about the play?
It takes place in 1995 in Ohio, and it's about a girl named Agnes whose family dies in a car accident. Her family is her two parents and her younger sister, who was 15 at the time of the accident. And it's about Agnes finally moving out of their home into an apartment with her boyfriend, and she's cleaning out her little sister's room for the first time ever in the, I think it's 5 years since she's died. Or maybe it's 3 years since she's died. I can't remember. But she's cleaning out her little sister's bedroom and realizes that she doesn't know much about her sister who passed. And so she decides to take some of her Dungeons and Dragons playbooks and modules to a game store to try to learn about her sister, and ends up playing Dungeons and Dragons with a high school kid.
And I mean, after watching a little bit of the rehearsals last night, it goes into so much more than, I mean, it's a full experience. Like she, what we're watching is her experiencing the Dungeon Dragons world itself.
She's in the module.
And what's your role, her role in the play?
So I play Agnes, who is the girl who is trying to learn about her sister. And she's very much coping with the loss of her family by being bitter and closed off. There's a line that the guy who plays my boyfriend says where he's like, "You never talk to me about any of this." And even the character who plays my best friend, she knows very little about my family and like how I feel about it. And Agnes is very bitter. And the show is about Dungeons and Dragons, yes, but it's also about her processing that trauma and dealing with the grief in a way that is actually beneficial and helps her get to know her sister better.
Cool. If you, I guess this is like an impossible question, but if you could condense the whole play itself into 5 words, what are the words that stand out?
Oh man. Okay. Energetic. Campy.
Just to clarify, you said campy there, yeah?
Yeah,
Yeah.
yeah. Fun, colorful,
Very colourful.
and emotional. Because despite all of the fun and the fairies and monsters and stuff, there is this undertone of sadness through the whole thing, because no matter how much she is healing, she still had a very horrible thing happen to her.
And my last question for you is, who's going to enjoy this?
Yeah, and I've been thinking about that because a lot of my friends are not like theater people or are not D&D people. And so I was trying to figure out this just for my own advertising purposes. And I think you're in the same boat as Agnes. If you feel like it's kind of dorky and weird and it's not your cup of tea, you're in the same boat as the main character is. So I think that you will enjoy the show if you like suspending your belief for a little bit. If you are willing to lean into the corniness of the script, I think that if you're looking for hyperrealism, you're not going to get it here. And that's okay, because theater is supposed to be fun, and but it's going to make you feel something too. It is an emotional show, and it does have it is so it has substance. It's not all just like stage combat. I think that you'll enjoy it if you're a fan of the arts at all. Also, it's funny. Like, there are some really funny parts in it.
I mean, just seeing like tiny, like little bits of it, like I was completely rolling in laughter. Like, it's great. It's great. Well, thank you very much, Izzy. And it's, can I confirm it's going to be playing this weekend, Friday, Saturday?
Friday, Saturday, and Sunday night. The house opens at 7:30 and the show starts at 8. If you want to get a seat, I highly recommend getting there early because seats are very limited and they sell out really fast.
I think that sounds good. Thank you very much, Izzy.
Thank you.